Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 460 of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If you subscribe to our bonus content via Red Circle, we appreciate you. That's where you get the show with all the bonus content every week, commercial free. And now, often, one day early. Now, occasionally, see the way it works, I'll give you the behind the scenes. When I post the show, it automatically puts the commercials in. And then for the bonus show, the subscriber show, I go and I manually remove all the commercials unless I forget. And if I forget, boy, do I hear about it. I get a lot of texts. I get a lot of DMs. Why am I hearing commercials? Why are there commercials? I shouldn't be hearing commercials. Yes, guys, I'm aware. I fixed it. It happens. Sometimes I fall asleep in the posting process. It takes a while. So subscribe there. I'm obviously kidding. I very much appreciate it. If you are a subscriber, click the link in the show notes. Become a subscriber. Maybe this is the show. Maybe you'll listen this week and you'll be like, hey, I need to hear more of this shit. This is the one that's going to turn you on to it. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. Click the link in the show notes. Additionally, you can call us. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Voicemail 949-464-TBLS-8257. We appreciate all of you. We thank you for listening. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Doing well. I want to open up by thanking a dear friend of the show.
Oh, that's right.
Who sent a goodie bag.
That's right.
That was delightful. A couple king size or whatever they call those. The giant salted nut roll peanut butter versions. Mm-hmm. And a little bottle of my favorite bourbon, Bullet. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a class move all around.
It's really great.
David Bray.
I received the same care package today.
It's delightful.
It's a nice gift, and especially because I was a little tired. I had a few beers yesterday during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I had a couple glasses of wine. I was in my feelings a little bit, as happens. And I get a box delivered to my office, and I open that box. Normally, you will not catch me dipping into a candy bar during the week, for sure. Maybe if I get loose on the weekend. But I saw that peanut butter salted nut roll in there, and I jumped right in, and I took little nibbles throughout the day till that thing was gone. And it was nice.
Yeah. I have one left. I shared it. My sons wanted a piece of that action as well.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. David Bray's a hero.
And he's a hero. And it was a cool thing. He did not agree that Plane was a good bad movie. He thought it was a bad movie, but we disagreed about that.
Wow.
But you know, he's like smart about planes and stuff.
Sure. Sure.
And so some part of his critique was about the plane itself.
No.
How it's like out of service or something. I don't know. It's a Jerry Butts movie.
Yeah. You gotta suspend disbelief for our guy, Jerry, you know, like it's what, look,
but he's entitled to his opinion, and he's still a hero. But I enjoyed the badness of that movie.
Yeah.
And he did not.
No, that's, you know, like, hey, Jerry, his movie Den of Thieves, one of my all time favorite movies. It's a blatant ripoff of Heat. It's got the exact same plot as Heat.
except nobody in Heat is lip reading the lines of other actors like 50 Cent.
That's true. Yeah. So better. So it's better than Heat.
That's right.
And it's not two VHSs.
Yeah. Calling everybody slick. And insert 50 Cent mouthing the words of other castmates.
So good. And we should get an update because, you know, COVID, the pandemic put a hold on Den of Thieves 2. And it was supposed to get made, and I haven't heard much about it. Den of Thieves 2 Pantera. That sounds exciting. Sequel to the 2018 cast.
It was quickly greenlit.
Yeah, I know. I think Den of Thieves was still in the theater when they greenlit the sequel, but it still says pre-production.
Two weeks ago.
What?
MovieWeb says Den of Thieves 2 Pantera set to start shooting this spring.
I believe he
Gerard gets, Butler's saying it's a lot more fun than the first film.
Impossible. That's impossible. I was hoping for a return of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, but I believe he was killed in the first one along with Pablo Schreiber. So but
wouldn't it be great if he played his twin brother?
Oh yes. Look, nothing is impossible. There is. We did see the trailer for the new Fast 10 or 11 or whatever it is. And I was watching the trailer and I'm like, what must be the budget for this thing? Because they got Charlize Theron. There's everybody's in it.
The budget is the same as the advertising budget for Shenyang.
Yes. And a little behind the scenes, a little show. Corollary to the new Fast and Furious, if you're a longtime listener, you may remember I one time sold a pair of high-end blue jeans that I ordered and were too tight on my massive quads. So I sold them new with tags. I'd only tried them on. I sold them on a reselling Poshmark, a reselling clothing website. And for some reason, when I got the order, when I sold them, the guy's name, I never do this. I just cut and pasted. I Googled the guy's username. And I realized immediately when I did this, the guy's name is Louis Leterrier. And I realized, oh, this guy's a Hollywood director. He's like directed movies. And what was the big one he'd done at the time? There was something that it was like was it the remake? Hold on, I'm gonna look him up right now. Was it the remake of The Neverending Story that he had done?
Transporter 2.
Transporter?
Now you see me? That was pretty big. Like, that had Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, they were like...
He did the Ed Norton Hulk. Yeah. He did the Ed Norton Hulk. Well, cut to...
He must have small quads.
Cut to Fast 10. He's the director of Fast 10, which means there's potential that my ball sweat was on the set.
Wow.
I mean, that is as close as I'm ever going to get to greatness. That's a different one. So, you know, a little brush, a little 6 degrees here. Not as good as what we can do with Jason Stewart.
Your jeans could have been watching Family, like
yes,
like on the
Dom
set.
Dom Toretto. So very exciting. Did you? What were your thoughts on the Super Bowl, Ed?
It's weird because I really don't want to see. I absolutely didn't want the Eagles to win because they're a division rival.
Yeah.
But like Jackson Mahomes, knowing he was going to be dancing,
Brittany Mahomes.
It's not like I feel like the Chiefs ever need to win again in my lifetime, but it was a fun game.
Yeah.
It was pretty good game.
Good game.
And I can't believe doing the odds, not cleavage would have paid off big.
Yes, big time. I said, what if she wears a tight fitting cat suit? little did I know that she would be knocked up.
Yeah.
She would be with child. So no cleavage.
My father texted me and he was like, that halftime show was kind of boring. She wasn't really moving around that much. I was like, she's fucking pregnant and on like a platform. What do you want from her?
Tethered to a platform.
That's scary.
Yeah, fuck that.
Never do that.
Never. Who's the rest? Owen Hart. You don't want to go out like Owen Hart.
Right.
Some, you know, some teamster tells you that everything's been checked and the pulley system's good. You're on a pulley system in Phoenix? No, thank you.
No.
Zero chance of that. Zero.
I didn't think about the announcers and that, like, I wasn't actively anti the announcers. Yeah. And then, like, third quarter, I was like, hey, I know why I'm enjoying this more. There's no Joe Buck here.
No Joe Buck.
And Troy Aikman, like, with his boring talks.
Yes. It's interesting because it was a pretty good booth, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen. But Tom Brady's going to take that spot next year. People like Greg Olsen. They're talking about the possibility of a three-man booth. Yes, he is likable.
Which, I'll tell you what, the three-man booth would be funny because then it would really highlight how bad Tom Brady is.
Yeah, you'd never hear him.
He would just go silent for like a quarter.
Yeah, he'd just be admiring himself, tasting himself in a mirror.
But yeah, after the game, there was an interview with Pat Mahomes and Jackson was like dancing in the background. Then somebody like told him to get out of the shot.
Oh, good. That's good.
But like just the worst.
Now he's the worst. Now, what do we think? Do you think there's like some kind of new school, like Russian injection they were able to give Pat Mahomes at halftime in that ankle?
I saw a tweet where somebody said, he like at halftime or in the third quarter, he definitely can't feel
definitely not
below the knee. And then it was a picture of Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump without legs.
Yes.
I mean, of the mindset that he is in a lot of pain right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he took the cure and good for him. But he was less hurt than he started the game. Like he should have just taken an injection right away and just not even worried about it because
it was like the end of the half where he had made it worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was
right at the end
because it might have been trouble. And I was thinking, oh, this game's fucked.
This is it.
Fucking Eagles are going to win.
Yeah. And
they didn't.
And your thoughts on the holding call towards the end of the game?
Well, the fact that Bradbury said, I held his jersey. It looked like a bullshit ticky-tack foul.
Yep.
But at the same time, they do call that all the fucking time.
They do call it. He did.
That's how the quarterbacks have such good numbers these days. Cause like you're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah. There's pass interference that's why they throw so deep so often because you have a good chance of getting a pass interference called. But I will say on that one, I mean, it was pretty ticky-tack. He barely grabbed him.
Yeah. And when it happened, I was like, oh, that's bullshit, but at least it ensures the Eagles don't win. But it was bullshit.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, they still probably win the game.
But you see that so many times a game now.
You do. You absolutely
the do. Amount of times that like it's a third down, you think your team got off the field, and then they're like, oh yeah, defensive holding.
Yeah.
Just all the fucking time.
No, it's bullshit. And where are we at on the commercials?
So we had a family over.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was talking during the commercials and like that was when I was making lots of food and stuff. Like I don't think I was really paying attention that much. Yeah. And I had seen the Breaking Bad one.
Yeah.
A couple like a week before.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was cool that they added Tuco.
I like Tuco Salamanca. That was a nice addition.
That was a nice wrinkle. Like, I don't need to see Jesse Pinkman.
No one needs to see him. Much Jesse Pinkman.
But to throw in Tuco, I like that.
That was a nice little twist.
And then, like, I was aware that John Travolta was singing Grease. I will say it was terrible.
Yes.
But I will say he looked a lot better than the last few years I've seen him. He looked like he trimmed down.
Yeah. He's he went through a hard time. He lost his wife, Kelly Preston, RIP.
But like, wasn't it Travolta with Zach Braff and the Scrubs guy?
Yeah.
they have been killing us in the like the holiday season. There was always a Christmas commercial with those two guys. I don't know anyone that watched Scrubs. Me either. I don't think so.
Me either. Never.
Like, that means not in 10 years. Yeah. 10 years, they're going to be recreating that that nerd show on CBS. They're going to be giving us commercials with the what is it? Some genius people, yes, like whatever it is.
Yes,
dumb show.
Yes,
that Parsons one. With Jim Parsons. Yes, that one
and Johnny Galecki. Man hands. Yes. Yeah, there was a lot of nostalgia where they just shove somebody you used to know in something, and that's not it for me. John Hamm did a Hellman's commercial. Hellman's is a regional brand.
I didn't see that. Do you not have Hellman's?
No, we have we have Hellman's, but on the West Coast, Hellman's is called Best Foods.
That's
no
a weird name. Yeah,
there is no Hellman's. Best
Foods?
Yes, Best sounds, Foods.
You
yes.
know what that sounds like? Like yeah. a Japanese movie poster where you translate yes. it and you're like, yeah. what? Best Foods?
Yes, who calls it that? Also, it's mayonnaise. How about the one? I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't see Ham.
Yeah, he was there. Serena Williams, she's like doing a pep talk. And I'm like, Nike. This is going to be Nike. And she's like, you know, you gotta give 110%. And, you know, when you get your shot, you take your shot. And that's the only way to be a champion.
And right, just like yeah. empty sports talk.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a pep talk, Nike. And then she's like, and then at the end, she's like, so drink Remy Martin cognac. And I'm like,
go get him, sport.
Yeah, this is the opposite of motivation. Get boozed up on yak. That is not how you give your best and become a winner.
As well. Yeah. You know what I didn't miss? Yeah. And I think this was several times.
Yeah.
What was with the Jesus commercials?
That's got to be the Mormons, like, right?
Well, it seemed like positive messages, which fine. And, sure. and you know this, I've got a religious mom. I was confirmed. That's right. I did all, but like the ad was like, choose Jesus or who's Jesus, yes. like something like that. Like that's a big media buy. And like, what are do you think like, maybe I'm wrong, but like, do people join the church? Cause they saw a commercial of like somebody like handing out food to the homeless. And it's like, choose Jesus. Like, I just didn't understand what the angle was.
It's kind of weird because it's my understanding that the big man has a direct line to everybody. He doesn't need to hit right. you through the TV. He can give you a sign. He can talk right to your brain. He can get you through your cat.
Yeah. It wasn't like a bullshit, like politics disguised yeah. as Jesus talk. It was just like trying to be positive and stuff. Yeah. But like, what? I just didn't understand the angle of like, you're just telling the Super Bowl audience with a crazy media buy.
Yeah.
To like, go to this Jesus website.
Now I can't remember what it was like. He is Jesus or something, or like JesusIsCool.com. It's got to be the Mormons.
Yeah,
it felt very Mormony.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't. It was weird.
I saw somebody tweet and yeah. they're like, "Okay, I'll bite." Who's Jesus?
Yeah, I did like though that the big reaction I saw today online was, hey, by the way, churches don't pay taxes. Like, make her pay taxes. Right. You know, like that was yes. that was the big takeaway that I saw from that, which is great, which is true. The big winner, I don't know what the product was called. I think it was like a shopping app, Temu. And it was just like a really cute girl with curly hair dancing around, and they ran the spot like 12 times. I'm like, oh, this chick's dance card is full forever. Like she's so cute. This is, she's going to win the Super Bowl, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. This tells me I really didn't pay attention that much. Oh, I don't even remember the cute Temu.
Oh yeah. You would have liked her. Yeah. She was popular. Yeah. It was, you know, overall pretty good. Was the fix in? Maybe.
There have been so many bad Super Bowl games. This was a good, like
really good game.
There was a lot of points. It was, yeah. it was a good game.
The field was shitty. Hardly any punting. We had a doink.
That's a good thing.
People got paid on the doink, Ed.
Oh yeah. That was like first, second quarter. That was the first half.
Yeah, yeah. Going. And I believe our anthem went under with Chris Stapleton, who's fantastic, yeah, and also is somehow 44 years old.
it was south of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think the over under was over 2 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
Around. Yeah. You could get it for 2:05 or something, I think. So, yeah.
He did a good job, a brisk job. Like, he didn't fall in love with his voice that he's doing too much with one line. Yeah, like,
very tasteful.
He did a very pro tasteful. I saw there was controversy about the songs, but like, God Bless America, the Black Anthem.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, that's the point of the night where I'm not settled in. No. I'm still doing it. Like, I was putting out the apps. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we weren't even like, we entertained one family and I still just was like not paying attention.
Yeah. You're working the whole night. Well, Cheryl Lee Ralph sang the Black National Anthem. It was great. But of course we know her from the great, Cocktail Waitress show. It's a Living. How great would it have been if she had Crystal Bernard and Ann Gillian with her there?
How great would it have been if she was accompanied by the piano guy?
Yes, the piano guy from It's a Living. That would have been so much better. Okay, let's talk some sports.
Let's do it.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what?
We got a fun Super Bowl update.
Okay, tell us.
Chiefsaholic was freed ahead of time. He attended the Super Bowl, I believe, in a wolf costume. And then he gloated on social media and shared his winning bets. And the the family of the young woman who was held up by him is like, or allegedly held up by him, is like, hey, I don't get why this is cool. Like, she's having nightmares because of what this guy did. Yeah. And like, they just let him out because he was a Chiefs fan.
The guy's an accused armed robber. An obvious flight risk. He's known to wear a disguise. He's
traveling.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a wolf costume. And they let him out.
And we know he can't fund his way to the Super Bowl unless he knocks off a liquor store.
Without doing robberies.
Yes. So there's probably been there probably was a robbery somewhere on the 10 freeway on the way to Phoenix, Arizona this weekend.
Yeah. Chiefsaholic got his fix.
Unbelievable. And that's another reason. Had we known that, the world would have been rooting hard against the Chiefs. I think that
I just wish he had robbed Jackson Mahomes.
Well, that would be better. Yeah.
Right.
Or Brittany Mahomes, either or.
Cause we know they've got money.
Yeah. Yeah. That would get us on his side. I mean, was he at the game?
I think so. They said he went to Phoenix for a quote family vacation.
Yeah, he was going a family vacation. They let accused armed robbers go on vacation.
Yeah, this judge, it's not quite as bad, or not even close to being as bad as the Brock Turner rapist of the unconscious girl.
Yes.
At Stanford.
Yes,
that judge is the worst. But this judge is pretty bad. Like, what?
Yeah.
The excuse was I want to go on vacation to Phoenix because my favorite team is playing.
I'm looking at Chiefsaholic right now, and he's got he looks like the beer wolf. He's got the wolf costume on. Now he's also got a Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt.
Yes,
a Chiefs hat with kind of with Chiefs in script, which looks kind of cool.
And his mustache looks like of all of my son's friends, freshmen in high school. You know how like the boys don't want to shave for the first time and they've got that horrible, like it's a nothing mustache. Yeah.
He's got a pube stash and a, I mean, his stash makes me look like one of those death row lifers that's just got that thick, like just heavy stash that they've been cultivating for 40 years. His stash is
terrible.
It's pubis. And then he also has the pubis soul patch, which is barely visible.
And how about the Chiefs boxer shorts over the wolf costume? It looks pretty snug in there.
Yeah, with the Chiefs fanny pack on.
And the Chiefs t-shirt tucked in. And look, it's not like the wolf thing is scary, but like it's a real bad fit with those clothes.
Now
they're very snug.
What's up with the number 16 pin that he wears? Because I believe
is that Len Dawson?
Oh my God!
He's honoring the dead Len Dawson.
Dawson. I mean, he wasn't even alive. Who
was smoking heaters on the sidelines?
He wasn't even alive to see him play.
No, Chiefsaholic looks young.
Yeah, he does. I can't believe he was allowed. Oh, I'm shocked that the district attorney and judges allowed this criminal out on bail after robbing a bank. This is the woman, the teller that robbed him.
Yeah.
Or that he robbed. That day changed my life. I have never feared for my life like that before. I can't believe he was allowed to make bail. I'm concerned for my safety and the safety of my family knowing he's out of jail. Look,
I don't blame her.
She's the main witness. She should be
terrorized.
Scared. Yes.
She was terrorized.
She was terrorized. She's the only, she can testify to the sound of his voice. She can testify to the wolf costume.
Yeah. And she could probably hear, you know what? It sounds like you got pube mustache under there.
Yeah. Sounds like you can't grow any facial hair. That's why you're robbing banks and rooting for
that's why you're wearing fake wolf hair.
Unbelievable.
Because you can't grow your own hair.
Fucking Chiefsaholic. No, this is a problem.
Yeah. Hide your kids. Yep. Chiefsaholic is out.
Yep.
Let's stay with the NFL. Astrology became Aaron Rodgers' quote permission slip to embrace himself. He is now scheduled to speak at an astrology seminar.
I mean, I can't imagine.
He wants us to know.
He wants to be able to be himself completely.
Yeah.
In public and not have to pretend to date starlets anymore. But I'm not convinced that he really knows anything about astrology. I think he was just dating that chick from Pretty Little Liars. And she's like, oh, you're a Cancer. And she told him like the traits of a Cancer. Mm-hmm. And now he's pretending.
His teammates probably called him a Cancer, like a clubhouse Cancer. Yes. And he thought that was astrology. Yes,
that's a sign. Now, sometimes my chick and her kid will go outside and we'll put up the night sky app and like look at the planets and the stars.
Sure.
This Galileo or whoever was involved in this that looked up and was like, hey, that's a bear up there. Get the fuck out of here.
There are some of them as like three stars and they're making huge conclusions by that.
Oh, look at, oh, see over there? There's the crab. That's not a fucking crab.
The only one that I can tell, and it's, well, two things. Yeah. I can always tell, and these aren't even signs. The North Star, it's just a bright-ass star.
Bright as fuck.
And then the Big Dipper kind of looks like a Big Dipper.
Yeah, no, I'll give you the Dipper. But
all the other things, I don't see anything. Yeah. And granted, I have to go visit like my sister in Colorado to see any stars.
That's true.
Because I'm right next to New York City. I can't see shit.
Yeah, very, very few stars in the sky. But they were like Orion's belt. Well, yeah, it's a bunch of stars in a row.
Right.
Like belt. That's a belt. That's just they're just kind of lined up. Bullshit.
The only Orion I recognize is the 80s movie company. That was
so good.
A lot of good movies. When you saw that movies. Orion,
you knew you were going to
popping up. You were excited.
Yeah, Orion was great. Yeah, I'm not buying Aaron Rodgers' astrology conversion. Although I would like to see him like quizzed about it by like a real like somebody that really
that would knows. Be fun.
He doesn't know shit.
About stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's stay with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to consider his future during a darkness retreat.
Bullshit. Well, I'll tell you right now what's going to happen there. First of all, if it's dark, the
darkness is going to tell him to join the Jets.
Yeah. No, this is like when I would show up to like a work conference, and I would cruise in the conference room and I would shake a couple people's hands and I would take my swag bag or whatever, a name tag, and then I would just slip out another door and leave. Because
you made your appearance.
Yeah, I was there. People saw me. I was there. This guy, Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be dark there. So he's like, hey, I went to this darkness retreat to work on myself, but who's going to say he wasn't there? It's fucking dark in the place.
See, I imagine it to be like that Black Mirror episode where Topher Grace was like I think he was essentially the Uber CEO and he went on a retreat. Yeah. And then the Uber driver got hijacked and there was a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah. It's like a guy on this, like a super rich guy with everything is like, yeah, I'm going to go off the grid and like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah. Also calling yourself Topher. So that's a lot.
Just
for
go,
us.
Just go by Chris.
Chris, just be Chris. Topher. The rest of us are supposed to say that out loud. I don't think so. I just said it twice and I gave myself the douche chills both times. What's going on with this? Well, hold on. Aaron Rodgers hopes the darkness. Oh, that like glam band from the early 2000s. Yeah. Bring them back. Hopes the darkness will help him see the light about his future. The Green Bay Packers quarterback said Tuesday on the Pat McAfee show. This is the exclusive place he goes. Now, I don't know anything about Pat McAfee. He's pretty successful. Why does he wear a tank top every day?
Yeah, he's like the bad boy ex-punter.
So cold.
Some people really like him.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but fine.
I mean, whatever. If you're going to get the guns out, at least have some badass tattoos or something, buddy. You're just a pink dude in a tank top.
So, by the way, I've got the Knicks game in the background and the Jesus commercial just came on.
Yes.
And here's a line from that commercial.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't want us to act like adults. So he wanted you to be irresponsible and like not like take care of your kids and pay the bills.
I mean, if that is what Jesus wanted, I'm the biggest Jesus follower of all time. Like
he gets us all. Listen,
that's what it's called.
I am certainly not like some stuffy adult. Yes. But what does that mean? He doesn't want it. Some parts of being an adult are like an important part of caring for kids.
Okay, let's hold on. I've gone to hegetsus.com.
He gets us.
I need to see if this is more.
hegetsus.com/bechildlike.
Articles. Jesus didn't want us to act like adults. It's the first one on there. Love. Jesus loved the people we hate. Okay. Jesus invited everyone to sit at his table.
I'm all for being kinder and not hating as much.
Yeah.
But like, what's the
golden rule?
What's the advertising angle? What's going on? And like you said, it just highlights that they have all this money laying around because they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, exactly right. They don't.
They can afford taxes. Super Bowl commercials and like, oh, and then what's the follow up?
Yeah.
Jesse Pinkman bet 365 at.
Yeah, exactly.
Why have him as your spokesperson?
I don't know. That really, he's so annoying.
Yeah.
Like he got his bag. Good for him. But like, move on.
Yeah.
You know, he's the worst character on the show.
I'll take Cranston's career flourishing forever. Yeah,
he's great.
But like, I don't know. I don't need more Pinkman in my life.
Oh, give love, get free gear. No money required. Pay with love. Been doing that. Select up to one t-shirt, one sticker, and one hat for your order. This is, and also everything's in Spanish on here too. I don't think this is Mormon.
Yeah, that could be true, but I have read in the past that's the only place that the church has grown in South Central America and in Africa.
Yeah, but that's the Catholic Church. This isn't the Catholics, right?
That's Christian, right?
Yeah.
Jesus, it's Christian,
same dude. Yeah, I want to know who's behind this shit.
Right,
about.
Who's Big Jesus? Who's behind Big Jesus Enterprises?
Yes, he gets us fans 2023. Well, they're really keeping it close to the belt here, but there's
I'll give them partial credit because like we shouldn't be too like hateful and everything.
Message. Yeah.
But what's going on? Who's this against?
Yeah. Yeah.
what's your angle?
What's the end game? They're wanting into your wallet at some point.
How
are they getting in there?
There's no way that free hat you get is going to remain free.
No, there's something. There's always a catch. And I look, there's no they're just privacy notice. Info or involvement.
You know, clicking on that, you have just entered a world of pop-up pain.
It's true. I know. I didn't even think. Oh, this is just where you send up an email. Okay. If anybody knows, mailbag at theballlifestyle.com.
Yeah. And remember when we did the story about like the lifelike sex doll?
Oh, yeah.
And I like Googled the company man, that was like 6 months of hell with the pop-up ads. Yeah,
that's a tough one. That's the bodybuilder that married the sex doll, right? But then didn't he divorce her and now he's married to like an ashtray or something?
Yeah. I don't remember that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, he did something else.
So the big sports news pre-Super Bowl this week was that LeBron broke the scoring record. Yeah. And there are a lot of sad announcers like New York's Michael Kay that were super upset that LeBron dropped an F-bomb during his record-breaking speech where he called it classless and saying, "We don't curse like that in the house." But essentially, he was like, "Fuck, man, this is amazing," or something like that.
Yeah, he was overcome by the moment. Now, is it normal? Like, I get that he's the all-time leading scorer. But look, Ricky Henderson steals the most bases and they just take the base off the field. They don't bring him a mic and let him address the crowd.
Like in the middle of the third quarter or something. Yeah. There's still a game to play.
Also, the Lakers were getting smoked. Lose. Yes.
The Lakers lost that game.
Yeah. I mean, make your speech after.
But as a Cal Ripken fan, I remember they stopped the game for like 45 minutes. Yeah. The Angels are just sitting there in the dugout like, all right, let's get on with the game.
He ran around and gave everybody a high five.
Yeah, that took forever.
Forever. I mean, look, it was a moment, you know, he said, fuck. People say, fuck. Like, let's not get our clutch our pearls, Michael Kay.
But
sure, you've said fuck.
The whole thing about the... also, like the kids watch this. That moment happened when I was going to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so,
yeah.
Like nobody, if you've got kids that can handle the word fuck.
Yeah.
And it's happening like after 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Well, that's on you that your kids that's not right. able to handle fuck, but you're having them watch TV at 10 at night or whatever. Michael Kay's in New York City. He's a Yankee play by play. He's awful.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we don't curse like that in the house. So all of a sudden, this guy's just cavalierly dropping the F-bomb. It's wrong. LeBron's better than that. LeBron is a really erudite guy. He just doesn't fall on the F-word. Oh, who fucking cares?
Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. Kay mentioned he did not appreciate the curse word when former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz dropped an F-bomb in front of the fans at Fenway Park. That's how people talk. Who cares? And also, David Ortiz, very thick accent. Hard to understand what he's saying.
Also fucked a crime boss's wife.
That was aggressive. In the DR.
Yeah. Like, you bring that into your home turf. You bring it to Boston.
There's no laws there. It's a wild place, and he's just
there's a lot of DUIs, a lot of deaths.
Yes, he's fucking a narco trafficker's girlfriend.
Jeez.
in on an island, you know, like that is aggressive.
That guy's got a giant head.
He lost a chunk of colon, I believe, or intestine.
You need that.
Yeah, is he shitting in a bag now? Do we know?
Maybe
he probably was for a little while.
His shits must be enormous.
Yeah, he's pretty fat. Also, I believe he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Didn't play in the field.
Yeah.
Was horrible, and then something magical happened him.
He got released. He got released by the Twins.
Yeah, for being just garbage.
Yeah, got better.
He didn't play. He played like four innings of first base in his life. Like he was, I really have a problem with
play
the
position. DHs. I agree. Are you a player on the field or not? The DH is fucking stupid. Why not have 90 if you're going to have a DH? How about you have 9 DHs? Just have
automatic fielders and automatic hitters.
Yeah. Switch them out. Stupid.
Well, let's say with LeBron, because overrated, quote, great Celtic Paul Pierce congratulated LeBron with the following Twitter message on that night. Honored to say I had a chance to match up with the GAOT, the gout. I've always
the T is capitalized.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he trying to write Game of Thrones? Yeah. You know, some people do the G lowercase.
Yeah.
I've always never acknowledged you as king, but you truly the king. Hashtag respect. No player in NBA history had the pressure coming in the league to exceed expectations. Not only have you live up to it, but you have surpassed it. Hashtag all hail the king. Then he tweeted, y'all got to understand this make me underrated now with laughing emojis.
Wow. Wow.
We've seen some videos where he tends to party. Yeah. A bit.
He likes to have a good time. Is there some sort of like Lenny from Mice and Men app that could translate what Paul Pierce was saying here?
Right. Like, this is Celtics for Algernon or something. Like,
what, yes.
What's going on, Paul?
We need. And also, how about we don't let Paul Pierce speak unless he finally admits that he had to be wheelchaired off the floor in that finals game against the Lakers because he shit himself. Like, let's get that out of
here. Shit himself.
Yes.
Michael Irvin was cut from Super Bowl coverage by the NFL Network after a hotel incident in which a female employee accused Irvin of misconduct. Irvin then countersuing Marriott for $100 million. And he's saying that his interaction with her was only 45 seconds. So, Brian, what do you think went down in those 45 seconds?
I mean,
he got it out, right?
He needs it. He definitely needs it. I believe he's still married to the same woman. Through all his needs.
She is forgiving.
Extremely. Because, look, he had that White House thing where they would do cocaine and
run trains.
Yeah, and get it going with Alvin Harper.
The cocaine train with Leon Lett, Alvin Harper, and
Nate Newton.
Big lineman. Yeah. Maybe it was Newton.
Yeah. I don't know. What does she say exactly happened? Was he getting a little gropey?
It was one of those things that, it could be just he said, she said, but the NFL Network, the accusation happened and the NFL Network had him done within a few hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember,
so he did she probably I have to think if the interaction was that brief, he put it all out there.
Yeah. Remember a few years ago, it was also at the NFL Network where that one makeup artist she must have been pretty hot. There was a makeup artist that worked there that got half the network fired. Like, I think Donovan McNabb was involved, some other guys.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because they got to be extra worried over there because they've had to deal with this before. And they definitely have to err on the side of caution. Playmaker is... he's juicing the hair. I think he's kind of doing the glue on front thing Jalen Rose does.
Cause it was starting to thin.
Yeah. And now it's extra thick. And he's also, he takes out the Sharpie every morning and colors in that mustache. Cause it is extra black. And this is, cause he needs it. Former Cowboys wide receiver Michael Irvin is seeking more than $100 million in damages. Yep. Dispute derives from a lobby exchange. Ooh, going for it. That's in the lobby.
In the lobby. Yeah. I feel like he must have played a little peekaboo, something.
Yeah. Oh.
What can you do in the lobby?
Right. The lawsuit, which the Dallas Morning News obtained, lists several witnesses to the conversation as its basis. Three witnesses spoke with the news. One provided time-stamped photos and videos indicating the conversation between Irvin and the hotel staffer occurred around 11:10 p.m. Well, does he not need it at that time? A Marriott spokesperson did not immediately return a request for comment Friday morning. Well, we only have his side. In phone interviews this week, Irvin and witnesses described a conversation between Irvin and the woman lasting no longer than a minute. Irvin said he shook hands with the woman during their talk and walked alone to his room. According to the lawsuit, Irvin was shockingly woken up by a crew of security and removed from the property without any explanation or questions. It also states a hotel manager contacted the NFL, informed the league Irvin had been accused of improper behavior. Well, that's, I mean, it's tough because we know Irvin has needs, but also people could say some shit that's not true, you know, and improper.
The witness thing, though. Yeah.
It's almost like
where
too much
he
evidence.
Runs into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that, you know, they shook hands and then he walked to his hotel room alone. Yeah. I imagine the sad Incredible Hulk music, like he was trying to get it and then he didn't. Yeah. And then he's like the lonely walk
that is,
to the room.
That is the worst feeling. Where you just that was your last
We've
shot.
We've all been there, buddy. Yeah. Even the playmaker's been there.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to throw look, I'm headed back. I'm going to throw it out there one more time. This is Hail Mary time, and you throw it out, and it goes like 18 yards, like Jalen Hurts.
Like a lead balloon, yes. And then you get the sad Incredible Hulk music, and you're out.
Yeah, and then you know.
Well,
you're jerking off. You're going to be jerking off in a few minutes.
A favorite shithead of the show, Russell Wilson. His foundation raises millions, but only a quarter of it goes to charity.
Unbelievable. And supposedly the guy that's like in charge of the charity is like on their personal staff, him and Ciara.
So, and the excuse was really shitty. It was like, we'll always care more about the impact than the credit for what we do. It's like, but we're saying you don't have impact. This was some AI response, but like,
yeah.
The reason why people are poking around is because you're not having much of an impact, yet a lot of money is going in.
Yeah, you're raising money. Also, you make $60 million a year. Why do you need to steal from your charity? You're so rich. You have 12 bathrooms in your house.
Ciara has money.
She's got money.
Right? Like, even if he made nothing, they'd be rich.
And she probably gets child support from Future. That's big money, too. USA Today alleged that the nonprofit gained so much acclaim because it boasts charitable partnerships with other organizations rather than its own contributions. With those partnerships, we've been fortunate to be able to drive over $10 million plus dollars. Oh, they're taking credit for other charity donations, for pediatric cancer, for education, and for hunger prevention, and so much more. Those are the things that have really been highlighted and talked about. I just want to highlight those things. Well, that's two highlights in the same sentence. You got to pick a different word. Why Not You Foundation, dumb name, executive Shayla Tate released a written statement Wednesday that Wilson echoed almost immediately. According to federal tax records, the foundation spent $600,000 on charity and $1.1 million on employee salaries.
Oh, my God.
No, he's just as big a piece of shit, and not just because he went to Wisconsin, but that's part of it. He's just as big a piece of shit as everybody pictured him being. He's just as fake as he is in his interviews.
Let's stay with the world of piece of shit accused of ripping off charities. Brett Favre has filed a defamation lawsuit against Shannon Sharpe and Pat McAfee for joking about what a piece of shit he was.
No. Like, they didn't report the news. Anybody can say anything once the news is out there.
Right, right.
They didn't make up
this. They've got to fill airtime to joke around about what a piece of shit he is.
Yeah. Hall of Fame quarterback says he was defamed by comments made about him and a welfare fraud scandal in Mississippi. The lawsuits could be a long shot. You think? Brett Favre was known on the football field as a gunslinger who had made some impressive plays, blah, blah, blah.
But it gives them, and it's also the move of a really dumb guy, because the one thing that he's got to be being told is,
don't say anything.
We need to keep this as quiet as possible and try to find a way for you to not go to jail and settle whatever. And he's causing lawsuits against, we just talked about him, like he's, McAfee is very much in the news.
Oh, yeah.
So suing him, now McAfee can talk about it. Like, McAfee's joking about it already.
Yeah, big mistake. Favre has not been criminally charged and has denied any wrongdoing. Five of the six people charged have pleaded guilty. So
that's not a good sign for him either.
They could be lining up to say what they know about, and that's why they're waiting to charge Brett Favre. Look, let's hope Brett Favre goes to prison.
They got Favre's Den of Thieves.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all one by one going down.
And again, another rich guy that did it so that he could get a volleyball court built for his daughter. Like, yeah. Just pay for it.
And think about his wealth.
He's so
rich. Fact that he's got that wealth and lives in Mississippi.
Yes.
He's living there now.
Yes. He continues to live in Mississippi.
Which is like the poorest state. So his dollar is going so far.
Yeah. And he probably gets everything for free there anyway.
Oh, yeah. That guy's not paying for shit.
Yes.
Including his dumb Wranglers.
In his lawsuit against McAfee, Favre said the podcast host had called him a thief who was stealing from poor people. Well, those are the reports, buddy.
Those are the actual accusations.
Yes. While these statements can certainly sound incendiary, the potential problem for Favre is that if they're true, then that can provide a defense. No, not only if they're true, if he said them thinking they were true, that is his defense. That's right. All. If he thought that was true, and of course he thought it was true, he read it in a fucking newspaper, then that's all the defense he needs. This is
that's what he's being charged with.
Yes, exactly. To be clear, I'm not weighing in. I went blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He's a real piece of shit. I want bad things to happen to him. I hope he's convicted. I hope he goes to prison.
A really horrible dude. Yeah. Ripping off welfare. Yeah. You're ripping off not just that, like,
poor state in the union.
Yeah. You're not like Russell Wilson's charity thing.
Yeah.
The issue there is he's taking donations from people.
That's right.
And not and diverting it to people who don't deserve it. Yeah. This, he was stealing from the people that, like, he was stealing from the poorest people who couldn't afford to donate anything.
That's right. Yeah, they needed it.
This is way worse.
Yeah,
disgusting. And Russell Wilson's a piece of shit for this. Like,
disgusting.
This is way worse.
Yes, yes. And for what? Volleyball.
For a fucking volleyball court.
Yes, unbelievable.
Horrible, dude.
Horrible. Okay, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fattening up big
First voicemail.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up? It's Dave in Salt Lake.
Oh, Dave in Salt Lake, who sent us...
Speaking of the hero.
Yeah, who sent us whiskey and Pearson salted nut rolls. Peanut butter flavor. I think...
These were some king-size ones. These things are enormous.
They're the biggest. Now, look, I love peanut butter. And I love a peanut butter salted nut roll. I still think I'm loyal to the original flavor.
I'm with you. I like this.
Yeah.
But I think I'm still... Number one is going to be the original guy. I'm not kicking this one out of bed for eating crackers, but I am still team original as my number one.
Yeah. I put it right up there in the 1A's of the Pearson salt and nut rolls along.
Like, definitely good
with the hot or the, whatever they're called, the spicy ones.
Yes.
The peanut butter are right up there. You can miss me with the apple pie and the churro. Flavor.
I was not into the churro either.
Yeah. And then was there a pumpkin one too?
Yes. Yeah, I was not into that.
I'm not into pumpkin flavored anything.
I don't hate pumpkin flavored like everything, but not this one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there.
Hey, just getting caught up. Team Current again. I know it's kind of embarrassing, but anyway, I had to weigh in on a couple subjects. Do you guys have Capriati's subs? Second to none.
Oh, we were talking sandwiches.
Yeah. I think Capriati, any relation to Jennifer with her abusive dad?
Yeah, Jennifer Capriati. She had a tough run.
She turned pro at 13. Yeah. I think she was exactly my age.
Yeah. She was.
And I remember being 13 and being like, what? Yeah. This is a professional?
I remember I was a freshman in high school and she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And my baseball coach was like, hey, he had Sports Illustrated. He's like, see this girl? Find her and marry her because she's going to be really rich. And then next thing you know, like 8 years later,
she's again on the cover for getting
she's
rested.
Smoking crack in a hotel room in Miami with some male porno actor.
It really seemed like her dad did a number on her.
I actually,
but then she had a comeback. Like,
yeah, she did. Yeah.
I think she might have won a major after that.
I think she had like a good run. She might've gone to the semis of the US Open or something. She had a little career resurgence. I actually specifically remember the name of the porno actor she was dating. I think she might have even married him or was engaged to him. Do you want to know the guy's name, Ed?
Yes, I'd love to.
Dale DeBone. Let's Google old Dale.
Dale DeBone. Let's look him up.
Dale DeBone.
Because with that name, we know what his angle is.
Jennifer. Oh yeah, he's got a big ass dick, probably. Jennifer Cap. Yacht. That's a tough one to spell.
The perfect storm.
Yeah.
Caused the OD.
Yes. Dated Dale DeBone, dated Jen from 03 to 09. That's a long relationship.
That's a lot. Oh, Batman XXX, a porn parody. I'm going to Google image this thing and I may enter
you're going to get a lot of suggested.
Oh, Dale. Posts. Oh, look at him in the Batman mask.
Yeah. What?
I'll tell you what, he's in better shape than Adam West wearing that costume.
DeBone. As of this writing in TMZ,
that girl in this one looks pretty good.
Are you into that? Dale DeBone has 443 films under the belt. That's quite a few.
Dale DeBone's working with something. I'm looking at this thing.
Yeah.
He's also looking like he's wearing sausage casing, much like Adam West, though.
Oh, really?
And instead of the Batman symbol, it just says triple X across like the little like circle on his chest. Well,
yeah, probably, they probably didn't want to get sued. DeBone tells TMZ after Jen OD'd, he called her in the hospital. What, he didn't go visit?
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, it's because she OD'd because he said he was going back to porn.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Hey, you can't keep a man from his
also,
true love.
The boy wonder in the Dale DeBone Batman XXX.
Yeah.
He looks older than Batman.
This reminds me, and I hate
That's James Dean, the porn star, played Robin to Dale DeBone.
James Dean, he was rapey.
Yes.
And I remember it came out he was rapey, and I remember going, that makes sense, because every time he would pop up in a porno, he was much like the dude with the ponytail and the curved dick from the 90s.
Yes.
I would be like, oh, I can't watch this. This dude's in it. And I had that with James Dean, and then it came out that he was rapey, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Whoa. Evan Stone, who played the Riddler.
Oh, I know who that is. He's got long hair. I know who he is.
Yeah.
He's an older dude.
Yeah, he looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that guy.
It looks painful. Yeah. And he's banging this woman next to a toilet. What is this?
Disgusting.
Awful.
I never want to see a toilet. I don't want to see a toilet in a picture.
Oh, you know why?
Yeah.
He was in a jail cell. He got a woman to be outside the bars. I'm looking at a prison bar
situation. I've seen this before. Yeah, he's banging her through the prison bars.
And she's doing mouth stuff on him.
Yeah.
The Riddler. Do you think if they locked the Riddler up in jail, they'd keep him in the Riddler costume? Wouldn't they put him in like the prison?
It's always weird. Right? You get the orange jumpsuit.
They wouldn't be like, feel free to wear your question mark outfit.
But I think he was always getting locked up on the show, Batman, and they would let him keep the mask.
Oh, and the Joker would be wearing full makeup.
Yes.
Cesar Romero. Him to have, right. Yeah. With the orange peels.
Yes. Now, my question to you is like, if you, and I think this when I'm watching a show, you know, and somebody's like, somebody's like kind of in shadow to preserve their identity, but they're just using their real voice. I'm like, if I knew that person, I would know who they are. Similarly with the Riddler, I mean, all he is just blocking out just like his eyelids and under his eyes. I feel like if I knew him, much like Robin. So that reminds me, and I hate
it. Superman was the weirdest thing. It was just glasses.
Yeah, that's true. And he'd get that little curl. His hair would have a little curl in the front, and you'd be like, can't tell.
No idea.
Clark was here a minute ago, and now he's gone for some reason. But he was wearing a suit. This guy's wearing a costume. Can't be the same guy.
Right.
That reminds me that, and I hate doing this because it's so frustrating, because there's no logic at work, but you still try to figure it out. Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Batman and Robin on this show, and how Robin was probably just Batman's boy sex slave.
Yeah, he had work to do.
And then Jay Stu, who never listens to the show, tweeted at us, "Are you reducing Robin, saying he was just an acrobat?"
Oh, that's because I said it was an acrobat, and then what did I do? I found a poster of him bragging about being an acrobat.
It's known that he was orphaned. Like his family went out with like the Walendas, I think.
That's right. They went full Walenda. Everybody fell except for Robin.
Yeah. And why is it that when a young boy is orphaned, there's always an older rich man to come around and make things better?
To catch his fall.
Yes. Make it worse. But what was Jay Stu getting at? What more is there to Robin?
Yeah, because he doesn't even do anything. He's
a bitch.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, my first instinct when he asked that question was, wow, Jay Stu listens to our show?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised, too. He doesn't. He just went randomly. He's probably didn't have a book on tape going at the time. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to David Bray here.
Yeah.
They are great. My number one sub, still a close second, is Jersey Mike's. It is fantastic. They do their own meat. I totally agree with you, Brian. It's fabulous. It's a fabulous sub. Mike's girlfriend got me into it, the whore that she is, but whatever. That's the one thing that she did.
David! So, you're going to get farved.
Yes. I say this a lot, and it's really nothing to brag about.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, there were two Jersey Mike's in existence.
Right.
And there was a Jersey Mike's 2 that was not too far from my place. So like it was crazy to me that one like time I'm watching TV and there's like a Jersey Mike's national. I didn't even know it was like a national
chain.
Thing. Yeah. It's gotta be like 10 years, right? It hasn't, it's not like, it's gotten huge. And it's, as I've said, I got a lot of good local Italian delis, but Jersey Mike's is solid.
Oh, it's solid. No, they do a solid sub. My son works there. My son works at Jersey Mike's and they do a great sub. I will say this. We don't have, you know, Southern California is not a real, we don't really have sandwich culture here, but there are sandwich places. The only time I get a sandwich, I go to this local place because they have like 37 beers on tap. So I go in and I go, hey, I'll go get sandwiches. And then I do the dad move and I go, I'll just order when I get there.
Right.
And then I go and I sit at the bar and I drink an IPA while they make the sandwiches and I bring them home. I do believe we have a Capriati's around here, so I will try it.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It's new. I saw something or it's new to my area at least. Let's see, I messed up the stopping point, so let's see if we can catch back up.
Delicious, so I don't really give a fuck what that guy did. I don't know his backstory, but these fucking sharks.
Hold on.
You guys are talking about Jimmy John's. I think it's a great sub. Oh, yeah. We got him here locally. Always fresh. The bread is very fresh.
Yeah.
Everything's delicious, so I don't really give a fuck what that guy did. I don't know his backstory, but if you saw,
look, I've been hung over and they make them in the car and they bring it in 4 minutes. So it's like Jersey Mike's is a better sub, but they don't have a guy driving a Civic on my block with meat on his fucking car seat.
I don't think I've ever had Jimmy John's.
Yeah. It's fine.
And listen, if it tastes good,
yeah.
I don't care if the CEO is fucking charged.
Yeah. Me either. No.
But yeah, I just don't know. But I know of it. It's
yeah.
Well, it's hard to not know when the CEO's fucking sharks.
It's true. And as far as like,
or it's Jim McElwain, the old could Florida be either. Coach.
And what difference does it make? Jim, they could be the same guy.
They could be the same guy.
Right. It's like, oh, that's Jim McElwain. And then, but that's only because he's got his Florida polo on. But if he's, when he's fucking a that's shark, right. it's like Clark Kent and Superman. You can't tell it's the same guy. Yeah,
just Google Jimmy John's shark or Jim McElwain shark, and you'll get the image. And you'll see it's him.
Now, my go-to is just the Italian sub. Just, yeah. It's all the capicola, fucking pepperoni, salami, whatever they throw on there. Some oil and vinegar, some cheese.
There's a local place in town.
I bet.
Vito's.
Yeah.
And they've, like, the names are like, would you like the Soprano? Or the, it's pretty amazing. And it's delicious. It's all delicious. Like, all of them are delicious.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking sharks. He can fuck 10 great whites a day, and I'll still buy his subs because they're pretty good.
Okay.
But try out Capriati's. See if it's Capriati's. In your area. Mm-hmm. Like I said, close second to
Jersey Mike's.
Wait, what am I?
Yep,
Jersey Mike's.
Yep, Jersey Mike's. There you go. Yep.
But yeah, Jimmy John's is solid subs. Also, you drop an anchor where you shouldn't, especially, if you're a realtor, you can't do that at somebody's house. Right. I think Katie Schitty was talking about that. Yep. That's disgusting. But listen to this. I work for a major airline, great airline. I'm not in the Sky Club anymore. I had great facilities then. I'm a gate agent again. So I have to share with the general public. That's right. I don't have any private
at an airport, Ed.
So the Sky Club, that's fine, but Gen Pop,
oh my god,
that's where you go if you're a Midwestern senator who's trying to fuck dudes.
And what is it about airports? Because airports, it's just people shitting constantly.
Yeah, you walk in there and you just hear the loud noises and smells. It's
disgusting.
Gen pop in an airport is disgusting. It's
disgusting, and it should be avoided at all costs. David, I'm so sorry, buddy.
Private bathroom I have to share with the people flying on airlines.
Yeah.
No offense. They're a mess.
They're trying to get let one last go before they get on the flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they don't want to have to go on the plane, and they're nervous.
I've never done it. Ever.
No comment.
Or drop anchor at the airport are going to do it quick, and they absolutely have to do it. They're not going to do it. So you can only imagine the mess, the empty mini bottles, sometimes cigarettes, piss everywhere, remnants of whatever.
Least favorite word.
Of the toilet. So it's unbelievable.
Oh,
we have to deal with that. Yes. But we do, and it sucks. So I figured I was above that. But anyway.
Sorry, buddy.
Guys, take care. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
And Brian, I only use the word remnants. So get under your skin. All right, guys, take care. And I'll be in touch. Miss you guys. See ya.
A good man. A good
great
man.
Dude. He's a great dude.
A great dude in a really bad spot.
Yes. Like,
if you knew that at work, every time you had to share with the Gen Pop.
No, thank
even
you.
Being in like a moderately sized office, it's pretty disgusting. But an airport, you're sharing with everyone. Everyone, that's awful.
It's the whole world. Because even, a lot of times you work in a people work in like an office environment, and you'll get word from Ted in accounting. He'll be like, hey, third floor.
Yes, seldom used.
Yeah, hang a right outside the elevator.
Yes,
third door on the left. It's that floor is basically empty. It's vacant. Head down there. But at the airport, it's just a free for all. It's just a shit a palooza for some reason. It's just everyone's
just whoever is in that that terminal.
Yes.
Oh God,
chills. Okay, here's another one. Hold on, I was going to play the same one. Here we go.
Easy Ed Daly, Brian Beckner, Mateo, and Finley checking Mateo. In on my way home from work.
Yep.
They're talking on the news about, you know, the Chinese spy balloon. Yep. And everyone, some people are up in arms that we didn't shoot it down sooner. And, you know, some Republicans wanted it shot down, like, but went over the Pacific or even over the Aleutian Islands.
Yep.
Jake Tapper was quick to point out that there's 8,000 people living on the Aleutian Islands.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, who in the fuck is living on the Aleutian Islands, and are they voluntarily doing this? It's like you see these National Geographic specials about people that live in the Arctic Circle. And I mean, do people, like, you know, live in the lower 48 and graduate from high school and just can't wait to get the hell up to the Arctic Circle or the Aleutian Islands? Or is this like a penal colony, like a Siberia type situation? I don't know. You know, maybe it's just me. I couldn't imagine doing that. But who in the hell is living on the Aleutian Islands? Maybe you can find out for me. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
It's the Inuit, right? They're eating blubber.
I only thought that's who was living there.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of the great line from Me, Myself, and Irene, where she's running off with Tony Cox, and he goes, "But you said we'd eat whale blubber together." And Tony Cox goes, "Oh, she'll be eating blubber as soon as we hit the open road."
That is an underrated.
That's a good movie.
Classic, yeah. I don't know. You know, Alaska is where people go to disappear. Like, if you're not from there, the reason you're there is because you're wanted somewhere else and they don't look for you up there.
I know that there was a Dexter sequel and that was where he went. He was a killer.
Shut up.
I don't know what happened
to Alaska.
I don't know what happened, but I know there was like an ad where they're like, "Hey, Dexter has resurfaced in Alaska," because that's what you would do if you're a serial killer trying to not be caught.
Oh, we think you might have gone to Alaska. Okay, never mind. We're not going up there. No one goes up there to look for anybody. Now, isn't there a severe shortage of women in Alaska? Is it still like two to one dudes to ladies? Is it so?
Lots of spit row situations.
Yeah, or it could be a lot of gay for the stay. You know, like it's.
I can respect that.
Tony Soprano gives you a pass on that because you're.
You gotta stay warm.
Yeah, exactly. Got to do what you got to do. here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed, it's Jeff in Denver.
Jeff.
So I had a little freak out moment here. Jeff. I was listening to the new show and we got a lovely call from Manuel in Gardenia.
Very exciting.
And then halfway through that call,
a
fucking commercial started to play for American Family Insurance.
yeah.
It freaked me out a little bit. I was like, well, shit, let me check to see if my Red Circle subscription ran out.
Yep.
But luckily it was all cool, and we just got our ears raked by commercials, all of our Red Circle folks.
That's right.
And by Manuel. Fuck that guy.
What? We love Manuel.
We're coming up on show number 500 this year.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thanks, buddy.
All of the,
thank you.
The basically almost 10 years of shows. It's been great. Appreciate it.
Jeff,
take care.
You make me cry, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Are we going to hit 500 this year?
I don't know. It's for 40 away. So I don't think there's 40 weeks. Well, yeah, there probably is 40 weeks left. Yeah.
This is like mid-February.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be like Christmas time.
Yeah, close to the end of the year.
We're going to have to do something for 500. So
do something special.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll throw some things out.
Yeah.
Like in the early fall.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something.
We'll get, and you know what we need? I mean, I could do it, but I don't want to. We need an archivist to go through all the shows and pull out moments and clips. Somebody would have to listen to all. If that's what somebody needs to do, somebody needs to listen to all the shows.
I don't want
to
hear some of the old ones.
Oh, me either. most of them. The sound was so bad.
I'm gonna work on something.
Okay.
I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Because the little behind inside baseball.
Yep.
The way we do it is we come up with, like, you and I will send each other stories throughout
right.
the week.
That's right.
We and compile. Then I'll send the email.
Yep.
Of like, all right, here's what we got for this week.
Yep.
And then we do the show. So I can find all the emails I've sent you.
Oh, that's true.
Because really, that's the only time I email you. We text, yes. but we never email. So I can find.
Here's the thing. I save all the rundowns. I've got all the rundowns from beginning to end. But the problem is that if something happens in a voicemail, because most of the memorable shit happens not in the stories that we talk about, but as asides to the stories. And so that's
true. Like David Bray yeah. just talked about Capriati sandwiches yeah. and that led to yeah. us talking about porn parody of Batman.
That's right. And Dale DeBone. Like Dale DeBone is not in the, now I guess I could be making notes in the thing, but I don't.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Okay, well, here's one more.
Brian, Ed, what's going on? Stu. Hey, it was good to hear from Manuel, because I was thinking Manuel doesn't call anymore, and then last week, boom.
Yeah. And all someone had to do was say that he died.
Still doesn't listen.
Yeah. So do you think he has like a Manuel like Google alert? Like he has some kind of AI bot set up?
Well, you can know when your Twitter mentions
right.
have happened.
That's right. Oh, of course. That's how he knew. He wouldn't know by listening because he doesn't listen. No,
it's definitely not from listening.
Duh, of course.
And I'm going to try and keep this short, but I never do. As you guys know, I'm not a big movie aficionado.
That's right. You've
There's
seen
my
Shooter.
Word for the day.
Yep.
But this weekend, I was at my former girlfriend, who I'm trying to make my girlfriend, but she's not playing.
Tammy.
She says she is, but it's not working. But besides that, she watches this thing called Tubi, which is this...
Jay Stu.
We know about it. What we watched. Jay Stu was adamant that we watch Over the Top. We reviewed Over the Top a couple years mm-hmm. ago.
Oh, and actually today
yeah.
is the anniversary of I follow a Twitter account that's just like random retro. Yeah. And this is the 35th anniversary of Over the Top.
Today. Is it really?
It's like something like that.
So, yeah, Jay Stu was like, it's on Tubi, watch it on Tubi. And he kept pushing Tubi.
And I had never heard of it at that point.
Yeah. And then when we're doing the podcast and he kept saying Tubi. And look, he's always going for that one joke. And then eventually he's like, towards the end, he's like, and if you're watching Tubi, you can watch Murder at the Presidio with me and Lou Diamond Phillips. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? This is why I've been hearing about Tubi for a week and a half. It's just so you can say one of the movies you were in is on Tubi.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I don't think I watched. Well, we did do the Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, that's right.
But I watched another Jay Stu movie on Tubi with Tessa Thompson. I don't think that was Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh no, I know which.
Remember, and I reviewed it for you.
Like, yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't know what that one was called, but I do recall that. But also Tubi did, and it was kind of like the end of the Sopranos. It was annoying. Tubi did a Super Bowl commercial where they acted like it was Burkhardt and Olsen, and then they acted like they cut in.
They're definitely much bigger than when Jay Stu was pumping.
That's right.
Because they bought Super Bowl ad.
Right, but isn't it just like shit movies that nobody wants to watch, like the ones Jay Stu's in and Over the Top, right?
You know what it was? What? It wasn't Murder at the Presidio.
Yeah.
This was another Jay Stu movie called Murder on the 13th Floor.
Oh, that's right. And that is the one he was hyping. Then you watched it. That's what it was.
I watched it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think he was like a real estate investor at the... Oh, it was Tessa Thompson, Sean Patrick Thomas, which I think I know him from something.
Is that Powder?
No. This is a black dude.
Oh, okay. Opposite of Powder.
No,
not even close.
He, I don't know. You've seen him.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Ladd. Is that Cheryl Ladd's daughter?
Maybe.
Because Cheryl Ladd.
Could get it.
Underrated angel.
Yeah. Fan.
Yeah.
TV station and they play a bunch of movies. So getting to the point, I saw a whole movie this weekend that I'd never seen before, and it was called Bernie, or it is called Bernie, and it's Jack Black.
Oh, that's the one where he murders the, he's the funeral director, and he murders the lady. That's a good, with Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah, that's a big cat, and somebody else famous, isn't it? There's like three famous people.
Yes, Shirley MacLaine did some work with the Rat Pack back in the day.
She sure did.
Yeah, she did.
And with Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, got a lot of belt notches.
And what it is, he plays a funeral director, assistant funeral director, in a Texas town.
Yep.
Anyway, he ends up murdering this woman for her money that everybody in the town hates. But stylistically, it's done in like best of show style, where they break the fourth wall and talk to you.
Yeah.
I have seen a couple movies. It's super interesting. And I've made all the way through, I was just thinking, he's made shit tons of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the movies kept going.
Yeah.
And we left and did some shit and came back. She pretended like she likes me.
And
we come back and we're already in the movie. It's a movie that many people have seen and I have not.
Okay.
And it's on Golden Pond.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And this
is that's Henry Fonda.
Henry?
Yeah.
Good God, Henry. Yeah. Like, it's
Catherine Hepburn.
It's like the old, she's like, oh, you old poop.
Yes.
Like it's like old people. And, but you know who's in that movie, even though it's
Deborah Winger.
No, the great Dabney Coleman, I believe, plays a small role. He was a lot of our childhood. And then he was on Boardwalk Empire, but like, you know, he got old. He was so good in the 80s. I remember him in just lots of random shit.
Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah. He played the racist. He played the racist dad when Arnold was getting his appendix out and his daughter.
Yep.
Befriended Arnold in the hospital.
Yeah. No, he was great. On Golden Pond, I remember it winning like every Academy Award when I was like seven.
It was like old people dealing with the conflict of their daughter.
Hard pass.
And they have a son and like they're super old.
Yeah. Oh, horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
This may be off-putting, but what a shitty movie.
Oh.
I mean, Henry Fonda is mean and irritable and a bastard, basically. Yeah. It's like, damn, Grandpa, can't you just be a little nice? You're already on the fucking waiting list. That's you should just chill out a little bit. Calling that kid boy all the time and snapping at him and shit, wanting to drive into the rocks. Like, whatever, Grandpa. And then you know he's just fucking around, because then at the end of the movie with his daughter, who's actually his daughter, playing his daughter in the movie,
he seems
pretty, cerebral in the moment, like he wasn't all fucking huffy puffy with her, so whatever. Shitty movie.
Fantastic review.
And then
I kind of like this movie. Classic movies.
Yeah, no, I like this too. Yeah. I'm glad on Golden Pond is just as shitty as I thought it was.
Yeah, from what I remember, because I saw this like on videotape when I was in fourth grade type thing or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is like, these are like super old people and like struggling with relationships, but like these are like putting on 18, like they're almost dead.
Yeah.
Old.
I think that was his last movie.
Yeah. And Hepburn couldn't have been far behind.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry.
You know, she left her entire fortune to that woman that interviewed her for 2020.
Yeah.
She befriended
a lot of pants.
Yeah. She befriended. I can't remember the name of the reporter. She went there and interviewed her for like Barbara Walters or something. And then they became friends. And then Katharine Hepburn died and she left her whole fortune to this woman that befriended her when she was interviewing her.
Hepburn lived till 2003. That movie was like 1984.
Yeah.
She seemed like she was checking out then.
Yeah. And what was the whole shaky voice thing? Did she have that her whole life or what? Just like, that was later in life.
She had that weird mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah.
You know how like there was like an affectation of everybody in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But the shaky thing, I assume that was some sort of late age.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh, look, it's Tammy calling. Oh, I saw this movie, him, what's hers, his, and mine or some shit. It's like a precursor to the Brady Bunch. He had eight kids. And what's her name? The redheaded you know, what's her name?
Nope.
Lucille Ball. She had 10 fucking kids. And they didn't want to tell each other when they were getting together that each of them had so many kids. Well, no shit. Try being responsible. Yeah. And how the fuck do you push out 10 kids, lady?
I don't know.
Talk about shit getting wrecked.
It's a problem.
I mean, it takes 9. Yeah. So if it was a year, that's only 3 months. And you're just going to bang that shit out.
We talked about how Ed's poor mother had to push his giant head out through her birthing canal. Imagine having to do that 9 more times. That would be a lot
hell
to do
on earth.
Also, Rihanna was pregnant and I'm told she just had a kid. So
like recently.
I have to assume her boyfriend ASAP Rocky has quite a bit of needs because that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Cuz she was very pregnant.
Damn. Yeah. What do you think Rihanna's net worth is?
Oh, she's so rich. Cuz she started a company, Fenty or something. That's her real last name, Robin Fenty, and she has like makeup and clothing lines. So at some point in the thing yesterday, she stopped and like applied makeup, and that's like her makeup. She might be a billionaire. She might be like in the 3-comma club. I'm going to say she's not quite there. I'm going to say Rihanna's net worth is $850 million.
1.4.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got stacks. Whoa. Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Right. From Barbados. Crazy. Yeah. She's from an island.
Good for her. Island folk.
Yes. Okay, let's talk some mouth sports. Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.